Welcome, everyone, to Moxie Betts, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. We have a great show for you today. My friend and handicapper extraordinaire, Kenny Betts Big, is on the show today and helping us make all of our bets with Moxie. And it's not just a name, it's a lifestyle. Kenny does actually bet big. If I had a nickname, it would be Katie Betts Reasonably and is welcome everywhere. Kenny has been actually kicked out of sportsbooks for winning too much money. Kenny, welcome. How's it going?
Not bad, Katie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Happy to have you. And we're going to get into a lot of things with you today. But first up, let's get into my Mox thoughts. So Gronk, the Rob Gronkowski, has announced his retirement for the second time. And this one feels official. I mean, maybe. So what do we think of the Bucs now? Tampa Bay has the second best odds to win the Super Bowl at plus 750. They got their win total pretty high, set to 11.5. So where's the value, in my opinion, on Tampa this season? First things first, I mean, Rob Gronkowski, this is actually the third time that he has retired. I don't know if y'all remember, but he faked retirement to get out of a trade to the Lions when he was with the Patriots. His agent also said he is retired for now unless Tom Brady happens to call him in the middle of the season. I could actually see this as a little bit of a joke, maybe playing off of Tom retiring, or maybe he doesn't want to do OTAs. I don't know. I'm not 100% convinced that he's not coming back. But if I'm going to look at the value, whether he stays or not, okay, if we look at Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, we know that he likes to throw to tight ends. He had 38 pass attempts to tight ends in the end zone last year. That's the fourth most in the league. But they still have tight ends. They still have Cameron Brate, who was a decent, you know, pass catcher. You still got Cody McElroy, who's 6'6 and 258 pounds. So you could definitely get him to be a blocking tight end. And they also picked up two tight ends in the draft. So I don't necessarily think they're going to be hurting if Gronk doesn't come back. I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl this year, but I will say I didn't think they were winning a couple years ago, and I definitely had egg on my face after that. But where I do like the value here at even money on Caesar Sportsbook is their win total. It's at 11.5. I like this over. So their first four games are going to be tough. They've got the Cowboys, the Saints, who notoriously they lose to. However, no Sean Payton this year, the Packers and the Chiefs. And then later in the season, they got the Niners, the Bengals, the Rams, and the Ravens. They've got a tough schedule, but if you look at their actual division, they're probably going to be the only team in the NFC South to have double-digit wins. I see them right at 11 or even pushing over to that 11.5. So that's where I think the most value is if you're going to be betting the Bucs with or without tight end Rob Gronkowski. I'm going to take them over 11.5 wins. That's at even money plus 100. All right, moving on to MLB. Now, I am a new New Yorker. Kenny is an East Coaster in Jersey, but definitely a New York baseball fan. And look, with the way that the Mets and the Yankees have been playing, we might actually get a Subway Series, which is very exciting for me. As a new New Yorker, I will say, I went to a Yankees game, my very first Yankees game, and I saw a Grand Slam. So it would only make sense that my very first year in New York that I would see a Subway Series for the World Series. I'm putting it out there. That's what I want to do. But if we look at both of these teams, okay, we've got the AL, the Yankees are favorite, obviously, plus 200. Mets are the second favorite at plus 350, second to the Dodgers to come out of the NL. Dodgers are plus 225. So who's the better bet to make the World Series? And look, maybe it's because I saw that Grand Slam at my first Yankees game. So now I'm a Yankees fan, but it's got to be the Yankees at plus 200. They're playing in the NL. Excuse me, they're playing in the AL East, which is the best division in baseball. They lead by a whopping 12 games right now. This is the only division where four teams have winning records. Second place, Toronto, and a couple other divisions, they would be leading their division right now. And Fangraph actually has the Yankees' chance of making the postseason at 99.9%. They have the best record in baseball, 50-18. They have the best record at home, 29-7. They're number one in home runs. They have the best win percentage as favorites. I mean, the Yankees are just the favorites in everything.
Presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. Download and get started with a risk-free bet of up to $15. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's bring Kenny back in for Capper's Corner. Now, Kenny, you heard what I had to say. We may actually get a Subway Series. I know you are a lifetime Mets fan. I'm hot on the Yankees right now, but I could be persuaded for the Mets. What do you think?
Hey, if you come to New York, gets the Mets to a World Series, Katie, I'm all for it. Yeah, I mean, we got Steve Cohen now. Total new atmosphere in the clubhouse, right? He has shown he's willing to spend the big money. So when DeGrom and Scherzer come back, the trade deadline is coming up. I'm sure they're going to go out and get, you know, they're talking about Wilson Contreras, maybe, you know, another big bat to add to that already powerful lineup. So I think the Mets at plus 350 to make it to the World Series, it comes down to them and the Dodgers, right? And yeah, with DeGrom and Scherzer healthy in the playoffs in a 7-game series, give me the Mets.
I love that too. And I forgot about the Dodgers. Dodgers are the number one. They're at plus 225 to win. And they've been pretty hot too. But it does feel like there's something different about this Mets team. Now, it could be that I'm in New York now. I don't want to give myself all the credit here. But if you want to see a grand slam, you might as well invite me to Citi Field. Okay, let's move on to the Stanley Cup Final. We've got game four tonight. And the series odds have been changing. Before game three, Tampa Bay was plus 450 to win the series. After game three, huge comeback for the defending champions. Now they're at plus 240. So I would say if you're hot on Tampa Bay, now would be the time to buy in if you haven't already, because if they win this game tonight, of course, those odds are going to shift a little bit. Now, what's interesting about this game is both of these teams' money line is at minus 110, which means odds makers don't really know who's going to win this game. The over and under is set to 6 goals. Where are you seeing the best value tonight based on what you saw in game three, which is Tampa Bay actually showing some life?
I feel like it's got to be the under, right? I mean, game one, the total flies over. Game two, the total flies over. And game three, it flies over. But yet, odds makers come right back in game four and they keep that total set at 6. So I just don't see how, you know, based on the way these teams have played so far, that they wouldn't bump it up, right? Like to a 6.5, maybe even a 7 total. So the fact that they're keeping it steady at that 6 kind of is telling me that, you know, the Avalanche and Lightning are both two top 10 defensive teams in hockey. So I kind of think this is going to be a tighter defensive game four, not like we've seen the first three games. And then no Braden Point and possibly no Nikita Kucherov tonight, yeah, who has been, you know, the driving force for this Tampa Bay Lightning offense.
I tend to agree with you, but I got to say, I was on the under in the last game and I had to wear a clown suit the next day to work because, again, it was just absolutely gangbusters in terms of scoring. Now, Kemper, he won previously, right? In game two, he had the shutout game, but he only had 16 saves. So it wasn't exactly like his most impressive performance. He lasted only 31 minutes on Monday before getting pulled because he allowed 5 goals. I really don't think that the Avs played very well. They had a lot of defensive breakdowns. And so I think a lot of those mistakes are correctable. And to your point, Braden Point is going to be likely out tonight. Kucherov listed as questionable. He's likely to play, but he had that nasty cross check. And I feel like he might be limited or not exactly 100%. It is interesting that odds makers have kept this at 6. I do think they think that Tampa Bay's defense, of course, is going to step back up. Tampa Bay, of course, 11-4 in the past 15 games overall and 41-15 in their previous 56 at home. I would like to see this as a lower scoring game, but when I look at the value here, I feel like the very first period has just been crazy. There's been at least 3 goals. The Avs get out there and they score very fast. And if they clean up those mistakes that they did, I think they could score fast again. So when I was looking at these first periods, props, just as like a fun one, maybe to sprinkle a little bit of money on. I like the race to 2 goals because the Avs have got 2 goals in the first period every single game so far. That's at plus 340. So I feel like it's worth a little sprinkle if you want a fun first period prop.
No, yeah, I can't be mad at that, especially the plus 340 price tag on it, right? I mean, like you said, the first period in every game so far has been just chaos. So
yeah, so we hope they score early and then they stop scoring and we get under that 6 goals. All right, before we get to your card, Kenny, real quick, Gronk retiring. Where do you think the value is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next season?
I'm with you on the over 11.5 win total for them for the regular season. You look at the division, the Falcons get rid of Matt Ryan, who's been their, you know, cornerstone quarterback for the last 10 plus years. The Panthers, we can't really say much about them. Sam Darnold looks terrible. And the Saints, you know, Jameis Winston coming back from a terrible injury, no Sean Payton. So this is the Bucs division to win by a landslide. And then how you can't be mad at them to win, to make it to another Super Bowl, right? When you look at the NFC, the Packers lose Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers' number one weapon. So in my eyes, it's pretty much the Rams, Bucks, or bust to make it out of the NFC.
No Niners?
I knew that one was coming.
You hate the Niners. You're always hating on the Niners. We will surprise you. We surprised everybody last year. I think we'll do it again. But yes, of course, you look at it's either the Bucks or the LA Rams or the Niners. But yeah, I hear you.
I would say the Niners would be my third choice, right? I think they're about fifth, sixth in the odds, in where the odds stand, but they would definitely be my third choice. I would put them above the Cowboys. I would put them above the Packers as well. They have that elite defense. You know, we're still not sure what's going on with the quarterback situation.
I know.
But they are keeping Deebo Samuel, which is good news for you. Yes. I think the Niners, I don't hate them this year.
Okay, well, I love to hear that, not hating on the Niners. Okay, let's get into your card. Let's see if we can get some followers kicked out of a sports book this weekend. What do you got?
Yes, let's try. So first, we're going to look at the Nationals taking on the Orioles. They're trying to pull off, you know, it's the battle of the beltways, and the Nationals are looking to complete the two-game sweep over their interstate rivals. But I'm betting that that's not going to happen today, especially when the Nationals send out Patrick Corbin to the mound. Katie, if you've been fading him this year, you've been killing it. He has a 3-9 record overall. And on the road, he has a 7.47 ERA. Might be the worst in baseball. I don't know. But 7.47 ERA is not very good. The Orioles are going to send out Tyler Wells, who he's quietly having a pretty solid year for the Orioles. And he pitches significantly better at home, where he has a 2.66 ERA. Right. This line opened up at -130 for the Baltimore Orioles, was quickly bet up to -145. So, you know, the betting market, the books, they're respecting the action coming in on the Orioles here. That -145 price, as you know, Katie, I never want to pay to play. The -145 price is a little steep, in my opinion. So I'm going to attack this a little different. You can find it on the alternate lines tab on Caesar Sportsbook. Okay. And I'm going to take the Orioles -1 here. It'll be -110. So much better value and better, you know, just you're much better bang for your buck, you know, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love looking at that and taking, taking it down the half a point there. And to your point, fading Patrick Corbin has been profitable for everyone. The guy is having an absolute terrible season. Now, it could be that maybe he's due for a little bit of a bounce back here, but I don't really think so. Like you said, 6.59 ERA, just really, really terrible. And to your point too, Wells has been pretty consistent. His last appearance was on Thursday. He threw for just over six innings against the Toronto Blue Jays. He allowed only one earned run while surrendering only five hits. So I do think he's kind of on the come up here. So I love that Orioles pick. All right, and your next bet, I don't know if I love this one too much. I might be against you, but tell me what you got.
Yeah, I think you and it seems like everyone else are against me on this one, but I'm going with the Tampa Bay Rays money line. It's currently +120. And the Yankees are sending out Jordan Montgomery to the mound, who on paper to the casual bettor, he's having a good year. He's got a 3-1 record, a 2.7 ERA. But when you dive into his advanced numbers a little more, they tell a little bit of a different story. His expected ERA sits a whole run higher than where his actual ERA is. The Tampa Bay Rays are going to counter with electric right-hand pitcher, top prospect Shane Baz.
Spelling him there. Top prospect, electric. Like
if you haven't seen a pitch, you got to tune in today because he is fun to watch. He's making his third start from injury, which is an angle I really like to take advantage of. Usually the first two starts when a guy's coming back from injury, the managers keep the training wheels on, right? They're on a pitch count, an inning count. They don't really let them loose. In that third start, usually is where you would typically see the training wheels come off and they'll just kind of, you know, let them go and see where they take them. So I think we're going to get a good performance out of Shane Baz today in his third start. And, you know, with over 90% of the handle on the Yankees, the line holding firm at -140, this is a perfect fade the public spot. Ride with the books and take the plus money price on the Rays.
Wow, I've never felt more like a sheep in my life here, but I'm going to go with the public on this one. I'll get into it a little bit later, but I do like what you said about Boz. I was looking at some of his stats in AAA. He had a 1.38 ERA and his whip was 0.92. So of course, like you said, he's missed the first beginning of this season due to injury. He's had the three starts here, so it's not necessarily a good read on how good he's going to be. So I like that angle that you have there, but going with the Yankees on this one. All right, let's see what your third pick is.
I mean, the Yankees have been like an unstoppable force this year. So, I mean, how do you hate that?
They're making people money. I will say that. They're making people money.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you were talking about how the AL East is the best division in baseball, and they have a 13-game lead in that division. It's just insane.
Wild.
Yeah, nuts. Wild. So, for the third pick, I'm typically not a totals bettor, but there's a lot jumping out to me in this one, screaming to take the over. So, let's talk about it. We got Adam Wainwright pitching for the Cardinals going up against the Brewers, who have just teed off on him this year. And 46 at-bats, they're hitting .391 against Adam Wainwright, right? Adam Wainwright has a 3.06 ERA, but again, when you look at his advanced numbers, his expected ERA is sitting at a 4.15, so a whole run higher. Those are just big signs of regression that a guy's maybe, you know, getting lucky out of jams or, you know, just getting out of situations where typically runs are scored, but they're not being scored. Countering him, Eric Lauer pitching for the Brewers. Again, his expected ERA is a whole run higher than where his actual ERA sits. And bad news for him, the Cardinals are fourth in all of baseball in regards to batting average versus left-handed pitching. And they're sixth in all of baseball in regards to OPS versus left-handed pitching. So this is one where I just think we're going to see a lot of runs in a tight division, you know, division rival matchup. Both these guys fighting for first place in that division. So I think we're going to see a lot of fireworks tonight and a lot of runs put up.
I like that. You know, St. Louis sneakily has one of the best offenses in baseball. They rank at the top 10 in the league in runs scored per nine innings. So I like this over as well. All right, well, you heard Kenny's card, and now it's time for my Mox Locks, what I'm on tonight. I'm taking the Avs money line tonight, which I know was a little bit risky considering how good Tampa Bay has been at home, but I alluded to it earlier in the show, and I do think that the Avs just made a ton of mistakes. It was not their best game by far. They had a lot of defensive breakdowns. I think they clean those things up tonight. It's just so hard to keep pace with the Avalanche that I'm not sure if Tampa Bay has it left in them to get that win tonight. So I'm going to go for the Avs money line.
Yeah, I like that one. When you look at game three, all of the money were on the Avalanche to, you know, take a three-game lead and the Lightning come out and win. Looking at game four, 70% of the tickets are on the Lightning, but only about 30% of the money is on them. So a lot of small, you know, square bettors taking the Lightning to, you know, tie the series up 2-2. But I think the Avalanche, you know, take a 3-1 lead.
I think so. And look, I Monday's show, I took the Avalanche to win in five. So we got to keep that going strong here. All right, next up, I'm looking at the Diamondbacks versus the Padres. I'm taking the under eight runs here. That's at minus 120 on Caesars Sportsbook. Both of these offenses have been struggling as of late. Arizona averaging just over four runs per game. That's 23rd in the league. The Padres in their last five games, not so hot either. They've scored four runs or less during that time span. The first two games of this series, both of those capped up at five runs total. Now all of a sudden we're going up to eight. We've got Bumgarner on the mound today. He's definitely struggled on the road. However, versus the Padres, he hasn't been that bad in just three innings that he's played against them this year. He's given up only one earned run and one hit, and he had two strikeouts. The under also 4-0-1 in Bumgarner's last five games on grass. The under is also 4-1 in the Padres' last five games on grass. So a lot of unders on grass for these teams.
Yeah, Petco Park, typically, you know, pitcher's paradise out there. So I like the under as well. You know, the Diamondbacks scored two runs yesterday on an inside the park home run. I don't see that happening again tonight. I like the under there as well.
All right. And then we all know I'm going against you on this one. I'm taking the Yankees money line. And to be honest, I think that the Yankees could have and should have won that game last night if Cortes didn't give up two home runs in the very first inning and the Yankees just weren't able to catch up. But they are statistically a better team than the Rays in pretty much every single category. They're 6-3 in the last nine games versus the Rays. They won four straight with the exception of last night's games. I hear what you're saying. I'm on your side when talking about the pitchers here, but the New York, they're just averaging so much better. They got the most runs per game. They have the 11th highest overall team batting average. I think it's going to be too much for the Rays tonight. So we'll see. Is it me or is it you? But it'll be a fun game either way.
Hopefully it's me. Yeah. You know, I just think when you look at the season series so far, the games are a lot tighter, right? Majority of the games decided by one run. The Rays can't get out of their own way. Ton of errors leading to the Yankees scoring, getting those unearned runs in. I love the Rays in this spot personally.
All right. Well, we'll see. May the best K win out of those. All right, Kenny, thank you so much for being on the show and dropping all of your knowledge. Let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at KennyBetsBig, my website, KennyBetsBig.com, and Twitter at KennyBetsBig as well.
All right. And I am Katie Betts Mediocre. No, I'm just kidding. Katie Betts responsibly here. Okay, everyone. This has been Moxie Betts presented by Caesar Sportsbook.